And now it's the Barbara Burton Show. Barbara Burton is on the air with her special guest, filmmaker Chris Norton.
Thank you, Glee Kaufman. Hi, everyone. The Barbara Burton Show. Hey, let's listen now to the Duck Ediger Orchestra and the whole gang. You sound great.
Barbara Burton.
Thank you very much. Woo! Oh, they're hot. They're red hot, aren't they? Wrap it up. Yeah, that is true. That's Duck Herfman and his orchestra. Thank you very much, Glee, for a great introduction. Welcome to the Barbara Burton Show. Our special guest tonight is going to be Chris Norton, and he's going to talk to us about something that has been in the news a lot. And I want to get it out on the table. Chris is a filmmaker. He makes adult films. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening.
And you talk, I've heard you on other shows talking about pansexuality.
Yes.
What is pansexuality and how does that relate to you?
Pansexuality is basically the sex that you have with all things. You know, you can have sex with everything.
With animals?
No, it's not. You don't really apply it that way. If you're pansexual, you fall across the lines of sex.
Some people make jokes. I heard the joke the other day. If you're pansexual, then you like cookware, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that, folks. We're talking about pan, as in pan American, pan Arabian, pan. In other words, something that is an umbrella for things, right?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It's sort of an umbrella. If you're pansexual, you have an umbrella attraction sexually to men, to women. Yeah, I can't say to animals. I mean, that'd be, but to inanimate objects, you know.
What do you mean by that?
If you're pansexual, you are attracted to women, you're attracted to men, to stuffed animals, to
furniture.
No, not furniture. I mean,
well, then what is pansexuality? Because I've got friends that tell me that pansexuality means that you love men, you love women, you also love yourself, right?
That's true, yeah.
But you can be both genders to yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, that's sort of we're getting close to it there. In other words, if I have sex with myself, I may have sex with myself as I may be the man and I'm having sex with myself as the woman.
So you're playing the part of the woman.
Not really, but I see myself as a woman, but I'm a man. So,
well,
I'll give you an example if you don't mind me giving it. It's kind of a graphic example.
Go ahead.
If I'm jerk. If I'm jerking girk.
Now, what does that mean, jerk girk?
If I'm swinging for the fences, if I'm swinging for the fences, hambone style.
If you're masturbating.
Yeah. I didn't want to say.
Well, it might have been clearer if you had.
I understand, but if I'm doing that, I am a woman.
You're a woman and you're having sex with yourself who's the man.
Yeah, but I don't see myself as the man. I'm the woman, and yeah, I'm having sex with a guy, and it's me, you know.
Is there ever a point when you recognize you're having sex with yourself?
I mean, no, but not really. You know, pansexuality is, you are pan, you know, you're pan. Another way of putting it is you're panning, like, you know, with a camera, you pan across everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're panning across, you're going, oh, okay, I'll have sex with that, I'll have sex with that, I'll have sex with that, and I'll have sex with that. And
all right, but none of the things you're saying you'll have sex with are animals or...
No, nothing that's perverse like that or that would be, you know, of the criminality.
All right, so pansexuality is...
Pansexuality is panning across the panorama of the pan, of a pan. I have a friend of mine who said, do you have sex with a pan face? And I said, you know, man, that is bad, you know. That is real bad.
Well, I don't...
That's just... I mean, there's a lot of people, just regular people like myself, and I don't have a pan head, but I have a dear friend of mine who's just... He's not, you know...
That's a term that's usually reserved for a certain kind of developmentally disabled person.
I know that, but I don't mean that that way, okay? I'm just saying I got a couple of friends of mine who got a pan or panheads.
Meaning what? They're idiots?
They're just jokers that their heads are square and flat, and their face is flat, and it looks like it's got punched in. Maybe you want to punch it in, but you realize you won't punch it in because it's already punched in. You know?
Well, what are you irritated for? You look like you're irritated.
Well, I'm trying to say the things that I need to say about the pansexuality.
Well, you've got a film, Chris.
Yes.
That you have made. And this is called, It Didn't Pan Out.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And this is one of many films you've made. The most recent was You Blew It and I'm Glad You Did.
That's correct.
Okay. So you're an adult filmmaker?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell me about It Didn't Pan Out.
It Didn't Pan Out is a film about pansexuality where we explore it, you know?
Uh-huh.
We explore the limits of pan. And
well, do you call it pan or pansexuality?
It's pansexuality, but for the purposes of our conversation, just a shorthand, say it's the pan. I'm pan, meaning I have sex. And keep in mind that when I have sex with a man, I'm the man. Understand?
You're the man when you have, so all things to you, all sex partners to you are female.
Yes, that's correct. So if I'm having sex with a man, it's a woman, right? And I barely even know. I just got my eyes, I avert my eyes and I just have sex with it. And
okay.
And when I have sex with a woman, I'm the man. And when I have sex with myself, I'm the man. Except that's the only thing. That's the only exception. The only exception is when I have sex with myself, I look up and I go, oh wow, it's a dude, it's me. And that's when I'm the woman.
The only time you're a woman is when you're having sex with yourself, which you call going for the fences with a ham bone.
Well, that's just
there's terms for masturbation or self abuse.
I don't particularly agree with the term self abuse because that's what is that about? I think that as we explore the limits of pan, and as we explore where we can go with a pan, I like to say, if I'm having sex with a woman and she performs a certain sex act, it's panhead. That's what I call that, you know.
Well, we don't want to, so you don't mean that in an offensive way.
No, I don't. No, not at all. And like when I call it, I say some of my friends look like panheads. Their heads are flat. Their faces are flat, not because they're anything, like genetically wrong with them. They're not good looking. A lot of those guys work security for me. I take guys that got flat, their faces are flat.
Uh-huh.
Those are the guys that generally work the rope when I'm roped off at the Rusty Pelican. My bar stool is roped off every Friday night, 7 to 11. Okay, as women come to talk to me, they let them through the rope.
Oh, I see. So the women come up and talk to you, you let them through the rope, and then they leave.
Yeah, and then they go off we have a special Gorgonzola bar set up for the women that I have said I can't do it. Those are the ones who, we send them to the Gorgonzola bar. And the ones that I say, let's go ahead and this is going to pan out. So that's why we made the movie, It's Panning Out, that when I am at the Rusty Pelican.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, Chris, this is panning out or it's not panning, whatever the name of the movie is.
Well, the movie's called It Pans Out.
Meaning you found women that you want to sleep with at the Rusty Pelican.
Yeah, or dudes that I will treat as a woman.
Okay, and then you go back to your house?
No, I go back to their condo or generally their condo or their townhome, And that's when I'm the dude and the dude is a she, or if I'm with a woman, then I'm always the dude. Or if I go back to their condo and they go to sleep early, then I have pan sex with myself and it starts to pan out that way.
All right. So, but pan sex is when things are panning out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's panning out,
My guest is Chris Norton here on the Barbara Burton Show. We're going to be right back with more right after this. Stay tuned.
When I pan out.
Are you panning out now?
Wade Nuxley here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Don't forget to get one. Now is a good time, as you're thinking about it, as you're listening to Phil's show. A Backstage Pass gets you 55,000-plus hours of incredible radio, digital content, and more, along with the video casts, the home movies, the TV pilots, the radio and TV interviews. It goes on, and I could tell you all about it if you've got, say, 3 or 4 hours. I don't think you do. To listen to every single hour in the Phil Henry Show archives without going to the bathroom or eating or sleeping would take you well over 8 months. That's right. That's right. Have I proven that? Has anyone really proven that? Prove it wrong. How about that? How about them apples?
Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year. It is the greatest value online.
Other than porn.
And now Barbara Burton is back with her special guest, Chris Norton.
Thank you very much, Ted. Thank you. Tad Giedling, and thank you, everyone. Chris Norton is my guest here. And Chris, you know, we're talking here about pansexuality. Thanks a lot, Duck Herpin and his orchestra. We're talking about pansexuality, right?
Oh, that's correct, yeah.
Your new film, it doesn't pan, or is it, it's called, it does, it's panning out.
The new film, the new movie I made is called It Panned Out. And basically what it means is the success that I had on a particular weekend in the summer of 2015 when it panned out.
Okay, and what happened on that?
That's the summer when I decided to experiment with pansexuality, and I was roped off, and I decided that I would just go across, I would just pan, I'd panorama, and I'd have sex with everything, which means men, women, and myself, as a man, as a woman.
This is an interesting concept. Okay, and you mentioned that you have sex with men, but they're actually women.
When I have sex with them, yeah, and when I have sex with the women,
are they ever the man and you're the woman?
No, that does not. No, that would not. I would not want to do that.
Why not?
Well, because that wouldn't. That's not panning out. See, that's.
Oh, I see. So pansexuality has to pan out.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's really not pansexuality if it ain't panning out. I'll give you an example. When I walked into makeup tonight to be on your show, Barbara, the makeup woman said, "Do you ever use pancake makeup?" "Do I use pancake?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "I am. I said, I do pan." And she kind of looked at me and left the room and didn't come back. And I realized I was on to something there when I said, she said, "Do you?"
She said, "Do you use pancake makeup?"
Yeah, and I said, I pan. And she looked confused, and she laughed.
Well, maybe she was frightened.
Of what?
I don't know. Chris Norton is my guest. We're talking about pansexuality. My next guest has really, really raised the roof and has got an awful lot of people talking since he took over the Kenny Slagg Show. He is on the lips and in the hearts and the minds of a lot of people as he has now taken over the Principles of Abundance. Malcolm Esposito, let's bring him on. Thank you.
Am I?
Yeah, but hold on. Malcolm Esposito, hello, Malcolm.
Thanks a lot, everyone, thanks. Hi, how you doing, Barbara?
I'm great. Do you know my guest, Chris Norton? Chris Norton?
Yeah. Hi, Chris.
Malcolm Esposito.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
Malcolm, you have had what a summer, what a year, what a 2022 you had as you took over for Kenny Slagg. And before we go any further, the two of you guys have a lot in common because you are a believer in the principles of abundance in the 21st century, right?
That's correct, yeah. This is my new passion, and it's the thing that I'm going to be doing.
And Chris Norton has a new film out called It's Panning Out, about pansexuality.
Yeah, I've listened to it. Yeah. Are you going to talk to me about pansexuality and this guy about 21st century?
Well, I thought I've had the two of you guests together. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Don't you think this is a good idea that the two of them are together and that they're both? Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do, Chris and Malcolm. I'm going to ask Chris a question. I want you to answer what you think of the question, Malcolm. And I'll ask Malcolm, and you do the same thing, Chris, all right?
Yeah.
Malcolm?
Yeah, that sounds interesting, yeah.
Malcolm, the principles of abundance in the 21st century, you call yourself Malcolm Esposito, but you also say you're the Malcolm, and that you are the disembodied Malcolm that is sort of hovering. Are you God?
No, I'm not God at all. No, it's just that an aspect of me hovers. I'm just Malcolm Esposito of the 21st, of the principles of abundance, you know.
And those were written by Kenny Slagg.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And you just said you're screwed, you know. Well, not really.
But so you are the Malcolm, and it's to that people need to pay allegiance.
Yes, that is correct.
Chris, what do you think of that?
I mean, whatever floats your boat. You're.
Well, seriously.
Well, so you're saying you're a disembodied head? You know, I had some disembodied head about a week ago Tuesday. That was fantastic.
Well, you said you had panhead.
Yeah, but...
That's funny.
Sorry.
Chris, when you say that you are pansexual, with the new film, it's panning out. And as Malcolm just said, you got quote-unquote panhead the other day. Do you feel that you're just confusing yourself in your audience sexually?
No, I don't feel like I'm confusing them. I think that they're they understand that where I'm coming from a standpoint of pansexuality, is that I am free, and I guess in a lot of ways I float, you know, above the fray the way Malcolm's head does.
No, it's not my head. It's the Malcolm.
Well, I don't know what that means, man.
So Malcolm, what do you think of that? When Chris says that he is pansexual, he's above the normal sexuality.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand that. I don't know about him having sex with a guy and saying it's really a girl. Don't you think that's sort of, aren't you really bisexual? What?
Oh. He's saying, aren't you bisexual? Isn't that a valid question?
No, it's not a valid question. It's an insult. It's an insult to me. I'm well known. I'm well known in all areas of the adult film business as being, you know, totally a dude, totally bisexually. I'm so straight and so heterosexual. It sickens. It makes me sick.
Why would that make you sick?
Because I feel like there's got to be something wrong. I am so straight and heterosexual. I feel like maybe I should. I feel like I need to just geld myself with a knife.
Oh my God! You got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. Well, yes, yeah, of course I'm kidding. But no one can be as straight as me. I'm so straight, God.
Yeah, but you said that you have sex with a guy.
No, I did not, man. Okay, lips.
Oh, come on, Chris.
Well, what? Call me lips for? Well, what are you talking about, man? I did not say I have sex with a guy. I said I have sex with a female. Yes, it's a guy that I'm having sex with because of the pan set, because I'm pan.
What does that mean, you're pan? You mean pansexuality?
Yeah. What are you, man? That's a way better question. Do you like girls?
Yes, I do. Yes, I like girls. I have a girlfriend and everything. You know, I'm heterosexual. You say that you're so straight it makes you thick. I don't know if that's true of me. I'm Malcolm Esposito of the principles of abundance.
Hey, that's great, man. That and a nickel, man. That and a nickel will buy you 5 cents worth of rabbit turds.
What does that mean, Chris?
Yeah, what does that mean? It means, man, when I say that I am straight, I'm straight. I have total sass with dudes. I mean, I have total sass with chicks. The chick may be physically a dude, but it's a chick.
So that's pansexuality? That's what you call pansexuality?
Yeah, that's what I call pansexuality. That's what it is to be pan. Okay, and I'm pan.
You said you have panhead and pan faith friends. You're not saying anything about...
No, I'm just saying they're ugly, okay? That's why I assign them security duty when I'm roped off. Would you like to work security for me when I'm roped off?
No, man. I'm going to be doing some lecture of the principles of abundance.
Wow, man.
I'm talking to Chris Norton, who has a new film called It's Not Panning Out, right?
No, It's Panning Out. The name of the film is It's Panning Out.
It's Panning Out. a film about Chris's new investigations and discoveries in the world of pansexuality. And I also have Malcolm Esposito here from Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. Listen, we're going to come right back here. Coming right back here, yeah, on the Barbara Burton Show.
Barbara Burton will be right back. Talk about being a pan, if you're panhead. I said I'm not a panhead, man. Jesus Christ. Fuck me. Hi, it's Chris Norton here of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You've heard me on the world-famous Phil Henry Show for many years. I predate Malcolm Esposito. I predate all these other suckers and chumps. So when I say you should get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, I'm not just jaw-jacking. I'm not just gas-bagging. You know, I know what I'm talking about, and I know that you do too. You should get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show to enjoy your life, to laugh a little bit, laugh at yourself. You know, laugh and the rest of the world will laugh with you. Cry and the world will laugh at you, you know. So get a backstage pass. The world famous Phil Henry Show, the BSP. Backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. Greatest value online other than a Chris Norton movie. And I tell you right, you know what I'm saying? The greatest value online other than one of my movies. Which is not to say my movies are going cheap. Well. And now, it's back to the Barbara Burton Show with Barbara's guests, Chris Norton and Malcolm Esposito.
Thank you, everyone. Barbara Burton here.
Barbara Burton.
I'm Barbara Burton. Woo!
Barbara, Barbara, Barbara.
Barbara Burton. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Duck Freeman and the orchestra. Yeah. Bring it home. Woo! Aren't they great? I love those guys. Let's give them a round of applause because I think they deserve that. Duck, come on out. So, Chris Norton and Malcolm Esposito, we're talking with Chris about pansexuality and with Malcolm Esposito about the... Do you guys see any common ground between Chris's explorations and I'll put the question to you first, Malcolm. Chris's explorations into pansexuality and your principles of abundance?
Well, you know, Barbara, it's like I first said when I came in, I think that Chris... being pansexual, you know, and enjoying his pan is like my Malcolm Esposito. It's like the Malcolm floating.
Chris?
I mean, well, you're rolling your eyes, man. Come on, man. Of course I'm rolling my eyes. What are you talking about, the pan? That's what you said. Yeah, but the pan is not like you floating above. You're the Malcolm, and that's how you make money, okay?
How do you make money?
How do I make money? I bring it, okay? I bring it. And the ladies pay for it. I bring it and the ladies pay for it. What do you think about that, Barbara?
I don't see it, but that's just me.
God, you sure you like guys?
Yes, I do like... You know, even if I didn't like guys, what difference does it make to you? You have sex with men. And so that either makes you gay or bisexual or...
No, it does not. Yeah, I think it does. I think you're denying the aspect of yourself. Oh, get out of here, man. You know something? At least I'm not sitting around here lisping.
No, but you say, sess. You sound like someone jammed a corncob pipe up your nose.
I'm telling you right now that the pan is why I come on here.
Yeah, the pan is why you come on. And the pan...
Hey, man, who are you to give me advice, man? You're talking about floating, you know, your head floating above the crowd.
Okay, well, both of you guys, I think, have your points, and they're on the tops of your head.
Yeah.
Barbara Burton, is she a riot or what? The Barbara Burton Show. Can I say I think your show sucks?
It's all right, Chris.
And you too, Malcolm.
Yeah, you're jealous of the fact that I have the principle of abundance.
Huh? Barbara Burton on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Barbara Burton. Good night.